Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, June 26th. It's hump day, actually.
Yep. I'm going to do no humping. What about you?
I'm ready for the weekend, man.
I'm not. I feel I have so much to do this week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Plus, the first of the month is coming up, and you don't like that one.
No, especially when I'm not really working anymore. So I'm like, fuck.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to be rich from the way people have treated you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just like, oh, well.
You deserve it. Yeah. What the hell, you know?
Yeah. I've just been like trying to focus on my YouTube channel, but I went to the movies last night and I saw Annabelle.
Annabelle? What's that?
Oh, my God. What? Are you
never
serious?
Heard of it.
So have you ever heard of the Warrens?
No.
It's based on true stories.
Okay.
So they're like, back in the days, like in the 70s, they were people that would show up to your house and do like exorcisms or like take artifacts or dolls that were possessed.
Right.
So back in the day, there was an Annabelle doll, which was really the Raggedy Ann doll.
Uh-huh.
And the movie is based on that. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I almost got into a fight, actually. Because there was a couple behind me, and they talked for the first 15 minutes. And I turned around and go, I didn't pay 20 bucks to hear you fucking
talk. It always happens to you.
Yeah. Like, you got to sit right behind me, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's a scary movie. No one wants to hear you and your boyfriend bickering about popcorn.
So did you tell them?
Yeah.
And
the guy was talking shit.
Really?
Yeah, you could tell he probably beats his girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're talking shit to a stranger,
yeah,
that's a
exactly.
female.
Exactly, and a woman, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Be a little classy.
Yeah. Trash. Yeah. The movie was, like, okay.
Yeah.
I felt like she passed away in real life. So at the end, they said in loving memory of Lorraine Warren. And I just feel like they didn't focus on her in the movie, and they should have.
Okay.
So that was a little disappointing.
Right. Well, I have nothing to say about it because I don't know.
I can't believe
story.
You haven't even seen it. Well, this is like the fifth one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you haven't seen any of them.
Where have I been?
Yeah.
I don't know. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are on Facebook today because we have a special guest, and usually we stream on there when there are guests. You just go to LA Talk Radio's page. You'll mm-hmm. find our video there, and you can just like it and share it and do whatever the hell you want with it. And, of course, if you're on audio, welcome to the show as usual. And we've got a full show for you. I just wanted to, so actually it was sunny this morning and now it's cloudy again.
No, it's been cloudy since I woke up,
I'm
at least
you,
where I live.
Yeah, where I lived it was sunny and I thought, wow, this is early for the sun to come out, you know?
I think there's nothing greater than waking up and seeing the sun.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know, we haven't seen the sun in a long time here.
Well, it's supposed to be 82 degrees on Friday and sunny. Will you be here?
Yeah.
I will.
There you go. So you can get a beach day in or a pool day.
I'll be in Newport.
Oh, go.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. So there you go. Perfect weather. Oh, sorry, Sam. I forgot. We weren't talking to her yet.
No. It's okay. Let's talk to her. We don't have much to say anyway.
Well, no, it just figures, though, because, you know, I'm from New York and it was raining all last week. And
right.
The day we're driving to the airport, of course, it was 81 degrees. It was like LA should be. It was like 81 degrees, no humidity. Perfect. Like, we were like, this is LA weather. Then we get to LA. It's 62 degrees and totally overcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And my husband's like, we're in LA. Where's the sun? Where's the freaking sun?
Yeah.
Like,
how long have you been here?
We got here. I gotta think about this. We got here on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're staying for like a week?
Yeah, till Monday.
That's nice.
Monday night.
That's a nice little trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that voice you're hearing is actually Melissa Vale. And so you are visiting now, right?
Yes.
From
New York City.
From New York.
Yes.
New York City.
Yes.
New That's York where
City.
You live?
Yes.
Is that where you grew up too?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a full on New Yorker.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have like a New York accent or anything, though.
That's really more suburbs.
Right.
You know, not like Long Island or.
Yeah, like Jersey or something.
Yeah, parts of New Jersey. Yeah.
Do you like it there?
I do. I have a love-hate relationship with it. I mean, part of me is like I couldn't live anywhere else, but there are so many things about it. I'm just like, oh.
You've had it with
and
it.
I mean, it's really just nice to be, get away from it, you know, every now and then. I feel like I don't get away enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, but do you travel? I mean, every now and then?
Yeah.
You get to travel?
Yeah.
Is this your first time in LA?
No. I've been here probably about a dozen times.
Really?
Yeah. I still know where I'm going when I'm here. But
yeah, I mean, a dozen times isn't enough. It took me 2 years.
But you know what's funny? Because, you know, I don't know if your audience, but we're in Sherman Oaks right now. So when I'm here, I really feel like I'm in California and LA. Right. Like when I'm in West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, I'm like, oh, this is New York.
It's like New York. Right?
There's a Serafina, there's the Coney's. It's like all the same stuff, you know? But when I'm here, I'm like, yeah, I'm really in California when I'm here, you know? Mm.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, welcome. And you're welcome to move here any day.
Yeah.
I mean, we have plenty of room here for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the only thing that, I mean, I feel like almost everything I check off is better, except for, you know, the driving thing.
The traffic.
No, yeah. I feel like New York is worse.
Well, New York has plenty of traffic, too, but I just mean that, like... sprawl and the driving, you know.
And the distances are much larger here than they are in New York.
I feel like I might be like the only person that doesn't feel like traffic out here is that bad.
Really?
Yeah. Like I
hear don't drive on the freeway.
Yes, I do. I mean, I've gone to like Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, and even at that, I was like, it's not that bad.
Really? Get on the 405 right now and drive to the airport.
I think I'll skip on that. But even at that, you could take the back roads and skip all that traffic. Like you if you're putting yourself through misery, that's a choice.
That's what I wanted to know. Are there back roads? Yes. Is the 405 the only way? I always ask people that, and they're like,
but
no.
There's a million traffic lights, so what are you going to do?
It doesn't matter, but it's still
it
quicker.
No.
A two-hour drive to the airport will be 38 minutes on the back road.
No way.
Yes.
No way, yes. Jose.
When I dropped Gabby off midday, it took me only like 25 minutes. To get to the airport.
I don't know, man. But
this totally reminds me of a Hamptons conversation because like no one goes.
I've never been there, but I want to.
When
so
you
bad.
Drive from, you know, Southampton to say East Hampton or to Montauk or something, you know, you don't go on Montauk Highway because you'll be there forever. So you go on the back road. So you go like north of the highway or south of the highway and you go like. And if you have to kind of know where you're going or you'll get totally lost. But there are like back roads that if you know it well, like you'll save tons of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like if you're on the LIE, instead of like staying on the LIE, you take the access road.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's
but
out
can
here
you imagine
too.
Driving 30 miles on streets?
I love it.
I just want to move. Honestly, yeah, I would, you know, I always say this with my husband too. Like we'd rather go a longer route than move.
I know. That's what I do too. But
yeah, so that would be the back roads.
Yeah,
you know,
so I wouldn't
not
mind,
the highway.
And I wouldn't mind lights. I don't being like I get like
ready here.
I mean, I've been in traffic. I mean, nothing like nightmarishly terrible yet. I mean, I actually did like maybe a couple years ago when I was here, we were driving from Beverly Hills to Culver City, which isn't that far, but it took 2 hours. Like there was some kind of nightmare. I don't know if there was an accident.
Probably.
Or what?
Or
but
an event
like,
or something. Something was going on.
It was something really like out of the box. It was like not moving. Not just moving slowly, just not moving.
Yeah, that's
it was
weird.
Like giving me a lot
and
of...
And as though the traffic's not enough, then they closed the off-ramp here to Woodman. So you had to go around.
Yeah.
Everybody had to
canyon.
Go around
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
In stop-and-go traffic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, my God, how much worse can it get? You know?
Maybe I just don't notice how bad traffic is because I'm never really looking at time.
And you don't drive that much, do you?
No, I drive a lot.
Really?
I drive everywhere.
Because I thought in Hollywood, there, West Hollywood, you have everything.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going out, I'll Uber, and Uber's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And even at that, it's
Uber's
like not
so
that
much
bad.
Less expensive here, by the way.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So is gas. I remember I went to New York one time, and I drove home, and to fill my tank is like $40.
Wait.
Out there, it was like $75.
New York is more expensive than here, the gas?
Well, I don't know about the gas. You'd have to ask. I don't.
Okay, you don't put gas in the car.
Well, I mean, I have my life. I don't drive much. I mean, but Ubers are much cheaper, probably like half the price, I would say.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, New York is expensive.
No matter how short your trip is, even if I'm going like 3 minutes down the road, it's a $5 minimum in an Uber or Lyft. I'm like, this is bullshit. It should be like $3.
Yeah, well, plus in 2019, they added these service charges that are like attacking and on both, you know, Ubers, Lyfts, yellow cabs, everything that tag on like an extra $5 on every trip. So even if you're going like a very quick drive, those charges are automatically on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we beat that one to death.
Yeah.
The traffic talk.
Yep.
And we always do. What else can you talk about in LA other than the traffic and the weather?
And when the sun's coming.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And what movie are you going to be starring in next week? You know.
Yeah. Are you an
Everybody's
actress?
Everybody's an actor. No, not you. Oh. I meant in general.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what LA is about. Everybody's an actor here.
Or a writer. Or a
all the waiters are actresses, actually.
Well, it's the same in New York, too.
Or actors, yeah. So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do these days. And then we'll go back a little bit, find out what makes you tick and everything. So, but just to introduce what you do.
Right. Well, I'm a blogger and contributing writer and digital creator, and I also work in real estate. So I don't know like how much you wanted me to get into, but
as much as you want.
Well, how I got started pretty much is that I was working in real estate and they were encouraging us to promote our listings on our social media, and not just our listings, but you know, if we go to an open house or something that inspires us, or you know, really anything, and just create a channel that has a lot of engagement and a good audience, right? Right. So I was doing a lot of that. And
when was that? What year? Do you remember?
Well, this was, I mean, that started probably about 3 years ago, a little less than 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I mean, I've done other things in you know, the fashion industry, so to speak, you know, that we want to call, like I had covered events for the Huffington Post, other more traditional digital, It's funny to say traditional digital, but it was.
It comes out. Okay.
You know, so I had always had a hand in that. But so I was, you know, concentrating on real estate for the time being and, you know, promoting my channels to do all that. And what kind of happened was anything that was somewhat fashion related and you know, was not putting much in the way of effort into it. So my husband would take pictures of me walking to a showing in, you know, my outfit of the day.
That is a real husband right there. Just to let you know, that's what every female wants, is a man that doesn't give a shit about taking your selfies.
He's not an Insta husband. I mean, he hated doing it, and he doesn't really take many of my pictures anymore, if any. Yeah. But
Damn, never mind, I take it back.
No. And he's not like very, and you know, he won't get mad if I say it, he's not particularly good at it. Like,
oh yeah,
no, well, he's terrible, you know, and he wouldn't pretend to be, and he wouldn't get mad at my saying that, but
most people are that good.
No,
at
I
taking
mean, so
pictures,
a lot of these girls, their husbands or significant others are photographers.
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Which I'm like, wow.
Like, do you follow Amreezy on Instagram? She's a fashion blogger. She started with makeup. She just blew up. She's got millions of followers now.
I know she is. Yeah.
Yeah, but her husband takes her pictures, every single one of them, and it looks like something out of a magazine. I'm like, oh my God.
I know some of these husbands or boyfriends, whatever, are better photographers than the ones that
you pay for. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, God, my bank account would like
if you're a woman that gives him a lot of exercise and practice and taking pictures, you know?
Yeah, well,
he'll get good at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Plus, they've been doing it since like her pictures weren't that good. So it's like they both got better with time.
They grew. I know. I look at some of my old IG pictures and I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, that were taken. Well, the point being, these were taken with my iPhone, and my iPhone then, I think, was an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Those really crappy pictures.
Yeah. Really,
I mean,
horrible.
Like the quality was questionable, to say the least. But like, I was getting more engagement and growing in my following from those pictures than I could be, you know, featuring a $20 million apartment in my pictures, and people were interested, but more interested in this, which still is crazy to me because.
Yeah. I mean, what were they seeing in those pictures?
I don't know. Like, nothing. I mean, there was nothing. I mean, I just guess there's such an, you know, we talk about how the market is so saturated, but there's such a demand for it. So, I mean, if there's still such a, you know, if there are a gazillion people out there, but there are that many more people who want it, that's all that matters.
Are you talking about fashion pictures or pictures of your real estate?
Fashion pictures.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I sat down with myself and said to myself, well, I should probably be changing directions, or, you know, shifting a little bit and doing more of that, you know, what they call fashion influencing, fashion blogging,
right?
And incorporating my real estate just as a part of who I am,
right?
And you know, as a part of my persona and my brand,
right?
Instead of focusing my channel on real estate, so that's, you know, what I did, and I switched directions, and so that's kind of how I came to be doing this, and then start partnering with brands and different things like
right.
that. So that's how it germinated. But I feel like a lot of people come into this in a somewhat roundabout way. You know, and then that's what makes it interesting.
Right. You know, you don't really plan it.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, not that, you know, it's just that you want to have something interesting to bring to the table, something a little different, you know, because it is a saturated market. And it's like, how are you going to be differentiated from so many other people?
Right.
And it's your experience, you know, it's your life experience or your professional experience or in your skills and your acumen and who you are.
Right.
You know, so it's just things like that.
And how do you get the people that involved? I mean, I'm looking through your Instagram account, right? So, for example, there's a picture of you just drinking wine, and you get 4,700 likes.
They must have known that's my favorite thing to do.
Same.
You know, I mean, a picture of you just putting lipstick on, posing, 4,100 likes.
That's a lot, yeah.
I mean, so what's
up with that? How many followers do you have?
She's got a lot. 150 some thousand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 159.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot too. Mm-hmm. She was in reality shows and she's a very fascinating person.
Yeah.
What shows? We'll talk later.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's a, it's, but it all depends too, because I'll see people that will post like a picture drinking wine or eating a plate of pasta and it'll get like 10,000 likes, but then they'll post something completely different on their page and get like 1,000.
Really?
So it really all depends. It does.
It can go up and down. Yeah.
Well, now they have this new thing too. It all depends on who's seeing your picture.
Right.
Because sometimes people don't even see it. Gabby tells me all the time that she has to type my name in to see what I post.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't see it.
And that's my twin sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to turn on your, I mean, a lot of people will announce this in stories. I always feel a little
weird doing it.
You know, turn on your notifications. So
which don't work.
No, they do actually, because that, for the couple of people I have them turned on for, I'll get these little drop downs on my phone. You know, so-and-so just posted a story. So-and-so just posted. Yeah, I do.
Right.
So it definitely works, but no one like, you know, can you imagine like I follow a lot of people. Yeah. If I had that for everyone, it'd be a little annoying.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm wondering about, is because, you know, I mean, I only have like a few dozen that I follow that are related to the station. But for example, you know, if you what was the question I wanted to ask?
I don't know.
About the... about the followers. But, you know, you post a picture and people start following, but all that interaction and stuff, all that likes, you know, I was thinking if I'm only following a few dozen, okay, now I remember, and let's say you follow a few thousand.
Yeah.
Then you're going to see thousands of stuff, right? I mean, you're never going to see the maybe the people you really want, unless you said what you do, like notifications and stuff from special person.
Well, what happens is that supposedly how the we all complain about the algorithm. Mm-hmm. Supposedly how it works is that on your feed, it presents to you on your feed the ones that you consistently engage the most with.
Okay.
So it's kind of a vicious cycle. So then the less your followers engage with your content, then
the less they see your
content. Yeah. And that's also why the larger your following is, your engagement percentage tends to drop. So like if you're at 10K, your engagement is supposed to be a lot higher percentage wise. Mm-hmm. Between 100K and 500K, a healthy engagement is about 2%.
Right.
But at 20K, if your engagement were 2%, that wouldn't be very good.
Mm.
So it depends. And, mm-hmm. and that's why, because when you have a lot of followers, a lot of people just are passively following you.
I see.
And therefore, when you post, it's not being shown to those more passive followers. And like celebrities is kind of the worst, because you just like push, you know, following a celebrity because they are who they are. You're not necessarily like seeking out what they post every day, but you're like, okay, I'm going to follow such and such. And, or, you know, if it's a magazine or something, okay, I'll follow Vanity Fair or whatever.
Right.
And you don't necessarily like read those every day. So those are the accounts that really, and it's not like it's bad. It's not like there's anything wrong with their accounts, but their engagement is always going to be less, pretty much.
Right. I have a girlfriend. There's this like Instagram calculator online. You could type in your name and see how much you should be getting paid per post, and it shows you your engagement. And she has like, I think, 1.1 million, and her engagement is like a 0.8.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Wow. Yeah.
Let me think. How many... do my math. How many likes would that be? 0.8. That's probably not that bad.
Of a million?
Yeah,
she has 1.1.
That's like 80,000.
No, she's not getting that many likes on her pictures.
Maybe
for
it's
sure.
No,
I'm sorry. 8,000.
8,000.
Oh,
yeah.
8,000. That's you said 0.8.
0.8. Oh. Yeah, 0.8.
0.8.
Yeah, like almost a 1, but not quite a 1.
So 1% would be 10,000, right? 10,000 would be 1%, that's kind of low.
Yeah.
That's kind of low. Yeah.
Like, she'll have one picture that'll have 50,000 likes, and then she'll upload another picture that only gets, like, 5.
Right.
Well, that happens, though.
Yeah.
You know, that happens.
Which is crazy. They're supposedly taking out likes and views soon. It's only going to be comments.
Well, you know, I think that's so silly. First of all, for us, for the people who are in it, for me, it doesn't make a difference, because they're always asking me to show them my, you know, now all the brands, you know, they don't care. They say, show us your insights, your impressions, your reach anyway.
Right, right.
So it doesn't make like a bit of a difference to me, because regardless, I have to show them that anyway. And those are fine for me. But so it doesn't make a difference for me. And for people who aren't in the industry, who don't have to show that, I don't get why they care anyway. Right, like, exactly. I mean, people are such snowflakes. So it's like, oh my God, no one liked my pictures. Like, who cares? You're not even doing this
right,
for a living.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing this for a living. It's a little bit different. But I mean, if you're just kind of like doing it as a popularity contest, you're like, wow, well,
it is.
Like
the,
that's what it is, though.
That, yeah. You know?
Like, they're crazy.
Like, they're focusing on like middle schoolers and high schoolers and people that are like killing themselves because they're not getting more than like 20 likes on their pictures.
Right, right.
Because then they have like the cheerleader that's getting like 500 likes. Right. Then they post a picture and they get 5 likes. And then they want to find the nearest bridge and jump
A lot
off.
Of envy and things like that, you know, which makes them, makes them like depressed.
Yeah,
you know?
So they already started in Canada. Canada has no likes and no views. The only thing you can see is comments.
Okay.
But that's can't the person still, yeah, the person can still see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
They can still be like, oh. Crap, like I only got 5 likes.
I don't know if they can.
But then they can't compare themselves to others, you see, so maybe that's a good thing.
But I don't know if you can see your likes and your
views.
But
no, you made a good point. You don't know what the other person's getting.
Right. So you guys can't compare yourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to do, I guess. But I don't know.
But I just feel like, you know, I mean, life's tough. Like, what, you know, I sound like such a get off my lawn type person, but it's like at some point, it's going to happen. I mean, you can't just like protect people like the young in that way forever. Do you know what I mean? Some point, like
they have to face it. And,
you know, the longer you put that off, like the worse it's going to be.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, maybe like parents actually have to be parents and like talk with them, be like, you know, this is like, it's okay. It's not the end of the world, but you know, sometimes things are, you know, more for someone else. And I mean, whatever it is, but like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I just feel like social media has become quite an issue though.
Yeah.
Like
it's huge.
Anywhere I go, like even if you're in the elevator, people are just like scroll. No one gives each other eye contact anymore. So
I know, it's terrible. Yeah. That's why like people have no social skills anymore.
Right, yeah.
Right. I mean, well, that article in Gen Z that it was like, you know, basically that, you know, they don't drink, they don't do anything.
Right,
like listed all the things they don't do. I'm like, well, basically I don't do anything that's fun. Like they just sit behind their phone. And then when you go to like, you know, a party or something, and you know, they don't know how to carry a conversation.
Yeah,
they're sitting on the phone.
And they go, they're like, on the phone in the party.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, your social skills are important.
Yeah.
You know?
I notice adults, though, don't use their phones when there's like a gathering and stuff. I mean, for the most part, okay? But
Or if you go out and everyone is just like filming videos for their IG story or their Snap, I'm like, you guys aren't even having a good time.
Yeah.
You're showing that you're having a good time, but you're really not.
It's nice if you're, you know what it really comes in handy when you're like waiting for something. Like if you're waiting in a line or like
at the DMV.
Right, to kill time.
Or like wait, you know, maybe like waiting for like your food or you're waiting in a movie theater or like whatever it is. You know, like those are the times it really comes in handy. So you're like, all right, I'll just like play with my phone. You know, and that's great because when I was a kid, like you couldn't do that. I'd just be like waiting in line for like a movie or something.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh my God, this is forever.
Yeah.
Like I need a book, you know? So now you just have your phone. So that's great.
That's that's true. I mean, there's good and bad with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Melissa Vale. What's your handle so people can follow us?
Melissa D. Vale. So Melissa D. is in David Vale.
Okay. That's easy
enough.
And
D is my middle name. It's not David, but yeah.
It's not David.
Danielle.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the only name I could think of unless it's Deborah. And I can't picture your middle name being Deborah.
No. I think it's an older person. Maybe not. I shouldn't say
that. Like an older generation. I don't know any new, I don't know anyone in my generation named Deborah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think that might have been like back in the day. That
maybe,
was a popular
yeah.
name.
It'll come back. They all come back eventually. You know?
I don't think that name's going to make a comeback now.
A lot of these names do though.
Yeah.
Like,
Some names are really like, can you imagine being named like Bartholomew or something, you know?
That'd be kind of cool. Your nickname could be like Butter.
Yeah. No, it's Bart, actually. Isn't that like Homer from, isn't his name Bartholomew?
From The Simpsons?
Bart? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We only know him as Bart Simpson.
Right, but it's Bartholomew.
Who is the celebrity now? I wish I could remember. This was like a long time ago. Who named his kid Pilot Inspector? Do you remember that?
Pilot Inspector?
Yeah,
no.
Who was that?
I have no idea.
But that's pretty strange.
I'm going to have to like Google. Oh my
but
God.
But Frank Zappa named his
better
his
than
kids.
Blanket, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Apple.
He named his daughter Moon Unit.
Who did?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa. Yeah. He was weird.
The European Vacation was on the plane when I was here.
Uh-huh.
She's in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, Melissa, so how did you get into the fashion and I mean, did you consciously decide that this is going to be something, or like you said, it's kind of like a roundabout where...
Like in this incarnation, I mean, that's kind of how it
happened. With the fashion. So it kind of organically happened. Yeah. You didn't plan on this being big or anything.
No, in the beginning. I mean, I had had a hand in those kind of things in other incarnations before it kind of took the format that it has. So, I mean, it always been something that was a passion of mine and that I'd done.
And you blogged about it, right?
Yeah.
You blogged about it for a long time.
So it's something that... You know, I've always had a hand in, you know, but in a different way.
Right.
And then, you know, you just kind of like retool and reformat and kind of, reinvent it and rebrand and that kind of thing. But yeah, I've been, yeah, I mean, I guess with the real estate, that was me concentrating on something else for a while. And I mean, you know, I still like it very much, but, you know, I'm glad that it's kind of come back around to that because, it makes sense.
Do you have a YouTube?
I don't. I feel like
you need to get a YouTube.
I feel like I do.
We just gave the guest yesterday a speech on this.
Yeah.
Because no one really reads blogs anymore. But if you put
reads anymore. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's true. Unless it's like a dating book, and we're all lot of us read.
I go out of my way to get books, so I do read a lot. But
if you actually spoke on camera what you're typing in your blog, people would listen. Because people like to watch people talk. That's true.
And video is very powerful.
Yeah. Like even if you're sitting there sipping on your wine, because that's what you like to do. This is exactly what I told her.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I can't wait till she uploads her next video while she's semi-tipsy drinking wine, you know?
Yeah. 9 in the morning. No, that's not happening. You can have a mimosa. Yeah.
You can have a mimosa. No one will be judging you at 9 in the morning. Plus, they don't know what time you filmed.
Yeah. You know, your pictures do look like pros, you know? I mean...
Well, you said you had a team, right?
The way... Oh, you do have a team?
What? Well...
I thought it was her husband.
No, he doesn't take her pictures anymore.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he did take the one of me at the hotel.
Okay.
So the second most recent one.
Okay, I'll
look at that. Marina Del Rey Hotel.
God, I scrolled so much. He did
take that.
Oh, with the fire?
Yeah. And I mean, I take a lot. I mean, not ones of me. I mean, I guess I could with a tripod, but I don't. But a lot of the flat lays and different, you know, atmosphere shots I take by myself. I mean, those aren't hard.
Right.
I think the one right before that, like the, you know, display that's like in portrait mode. You know, right, so I did that. Right.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So now I see you have some products here. Are these products that you... recommend, or did they partner up with you, or do you just like put it up because you like it?
It's both. Today's happens to be a partnership, but of course, I mean, I always try everything, you know, for at least a week or 2 weeks before I because I don't think that's right, you know.
Yeah, you gotta be honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you want it because the thing is, a lot of these, you know, campaigns, you know, will happen within a very short turnaround time. And, you know, you want to have the time to actually try something so you can actually speak about it in a real way, And I mean, I think brands are generally very understanding about that. But I mean, you know, every now and then you'll have a one off and you're like, what?
So now with the brands, do you have to reach out to them, or do they somehow find you if they look for specific subjects?
It's really a mix of both. Although, I mean, I have to say, for most of my partnerships, it's been brands that have reached out to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it really is like kind of a lot of doing both, you know, no matter how, you know, even people who are like very, very successful still do like a ton of pitching. So,
yeah, right.
It's kind of, you know, you just like kind of want to keep the ball rolling and keep things like active and not dormant. So, because who knows, like maybe I reached out to someone and they never like responded about that. But I have a feeling like sometimes some of these people come back to me about other things, and maybe it's because I like reached out to them and therefore they had like my name in their file somewhere,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys close?
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. So what does she do these days?
Oh, I mean, she's,
Is she doing the same thing?
No. She's a mom. She's a bit older than me. Yeah. She has two kids, and she like drives them to like sports practice, you know, hockey practice, and different things.
Oh my god,
yeah.
That makes me sound like once you become a mom, it's over.
Oh.
No,
it's going to practice.
It's not over. You gotta like it.
No, I'm just
listen, you gotta love it. If you don't have kids.
Yeah.
You know?
She also moved out to the suburbs, so it's. I mean, she. You know, we're both New Yorkers, but she moved out to the suburbs like 2 years ago, I guess, and so you know, it's different. You know, and that's obviously you know, you drive everywhere and
Want kids?
I do. Yeah.
All right. Well. Yeah. You can document that on IG too.
Oh yeah, people love pregnant people.
Sure, oh, I know.
You want to jump a few 100,000 followers, just get pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm literally kidding. Nobody take that to heart because people will probably be like, "I need to get pregnant." Yeah.
I wonder why. So many people I know are doing this now. Yeah. Not pregnant suddenly.
Wow.
And
oh
yeah.
God, not for followers. I hope.
Well, I hope not.
Well, I know. I hope not. Jeez.
Even if they do, it's just temporary because they. Once they have the baby, they're not pregnant anymore.
No, because people get invested in your journey.
I see.
Yeah, okay. So then they get obsessed with like all the baby videos you post up. And yeah. My sister jumped like almost 200,000 when she announced she was pregnant.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, I've had to turn down a lot of, you know, offers that have come to me because they'll say, "Do you have, you know, kids or stepkids?" And I'm like, "No."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could grab one next door, but like, no.
I could go to my sister's house and use her kids.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I might get found out. So
I
wonder if people. You know, I bet people have done things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. This world.
I know people have done it with pets. You know. Like,
yeah, because you can get pet deals, pet branding deals.
You know, they've like grabbed a dog from their neighbor and like posed with it.
Oh my God, I would never. It's like people are like, "Where's the dog in your pics to your IG story?" Like, that's not even your dog. Oh my God, that's horrible.
So, listen, I'm looking at your bio here, and I don't know if we would have gotten to this by expecting you to talk about this, but in 2014, you had an accident, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, can you talk about it?
Yeah.
Or is it traumatic to you?
I mean, it is traumatic, but, I mean, you know, I was crossing the street, legally crossing the street, and I was almost on the other side of the, you know, sidewalk, and I got smashed into by a car. And broke both my legs.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had to have three 6-hour operations on I always mix it up. Sometimes I say three 6-hour operations on my right leg. And I, you know, had, you know, plates in them stuff. I still have plates in my right leg.
Wow.
And I mean, you can't like see, but
yeah.
So I was in the hospital for a month. And, you know, had like all the like drugs in the world, morphine, Dilaudid, all this stuff.
You were like in pain all the time.
I mean, I wouldn't know because I was on morphine, but yeah. Really? Well, actually, no. I mean, when it first happened, like when I was first, you know, admitted to the ER, then I was in terrible, terrible pain. And when they were trying to see like what was wrong, and they were like, yeah, both of these are broken.
Wow.
And I wasn't allowed to walk for 4 months. So I was in a wheelchair for 4 months. I mean, I wasn't it's not like I was on crutches or something. I wasn't like allowed to put my feet on the ground,
even
with crutches, a walker, anything.
So I hope you sued those people.
Yeah, but I didn't get anything.
What?
Because, and this should be illegal, but, like, the driver didn't have insurance. And New York City or state or whatever, like, the most they'll give you in that case is, like, $25,000.
Really?
Whereas, you know, it should have been, like,
millions.
Let's not even talk about how much it should have been. But,
but that person
because
should...
most people, you know, it's like, most people I know have, like, you know, $500,000 worth of auto insurance. It's like some people have more, but like, you know, I think $250,000 is like a minimum.
Yeah,
like, for most
it
people.
Is. Yeah.
And like a lot of people have $500,000, you know.
Right.
I mean,
so
it's
if
terrible.
Someone, so now it's illegal to drive without insurance, but what happens when someone really doesn't have insurance is you're left like this in the cold, right?
That's not okay.
No,
so maybe you should be arrested or something.
Yeah.
Sort of like, deter people from doing this.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, the street itself. I feel like the city should have been sued or something because the street itself, I mean, it's not huge, but there's a somewhat of a downhill and a blind spot. And there was another girl who she had just graduated from BC, Boston College. And this was either a week before or a week after me. And there's a bar like right across the street and she was crossing the street coming home, I guess, and she got hit and got killed.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's something about that spot.
What street is this? So I can never go on it.
It was 83rd 83rd and York, I think. 83rd and York, yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. She didn't make it. That's horrible.
No.
And you walk a lot in New York. I guess you cross a lot of streets there. Yeah. You know, that's
and you know
what's
crazy is, I mean, you know, we drive all the time, and there are people who just cross, like,
they just jump off, right?
No, into the middle of the street. I don't mean, you know, if, like, you're crossing against the light and you're kind of, like, rushing and looking over, like, fine. But, like, there's some people who cross against the light and they're literally, like, I'm like, what drugs are you on? Like, they're just strolling.
Right.
And, like, we have to be, like, we almost, you know.
Out here, if you do that, you get a ticket for jaywalking. So,
I mean, if you're not on a crosswalk. They supposedly, you know, issue. But, I mean, I see the people doing the craziest things.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
People don't have, like, sometimes even when the few times I'm on the freeway, when I see people driving, like, 120 miles per hour, I feel like some people just don't care about the will to live.
No.
People that cross the street without looking or on their cell phones, right? Like, or have their music on full blast. I'm like, what if someone is beeping because their brakes are broken and you got your headphones in and you can't hear shit?
Well, what pisses me off is the ones that just will cross the street right in front of you and not even look. You know, it's like they're leaving their lives in your hands.
Yeah.
How can you possibly do that? It pisses me off. I don't know why, but it does.
Yeah. I saw that movie One Day with Anne Hathaway. I'm always going to be looking. She was on a bike and she just like put her hand out. Because on a bike, you're supposed to do like the hand signals. Right. She got hit by a truck, died.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, this is traumatizing.
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't seen the movie, I'm sorry, I just ruined the ending.
Yeah.
That's the ending.
Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
We have a lot of spoilers on this show. She can't help herself.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it. I was pissed when I watched that movie. I was like, I can't believe I just sat through that and that was the ending. So I just saved everybody some time. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm.
So this is interesting, Melissa. So you focused on Instagram more, right? Do you have followings on Twitter? You said you don't really focus on YouTube, but what about like Twitter, Facebook? Does that work?
I have a Facebook page. It's the Melissa Vale.
Okay.
So same title as my blog.
Okay.
And I've been thinking of getting a Pinterest account. I don't have one now, but I mean, I think that would probably be my next step. Twitter, I have a Twitter account, but I feel like Twitter is more about like comedians and politics, you know.
And
I mean,
porn stars.
What's Pinterest? What do you do on Pinterest?
It's visual inspiration. You know, you pin, you know, visual inspiration for things. Oh. Yeah. And you know that could work. You know, I might put some more of like my interiors or something. You know,
yeah.
And as someone who grew up with magazines, it appeals to me because it's sort of like you know, it's that version of what we have now.
Right.
But Twitter, I feel like, is more. I mean, if I were to do it and, you know, get a following, I think it wouldn't be about that. It would be like about something else. It would be like about me snarking or commenting on like whatever's going on. And I feel like that's kind of what it's more about.
Right.
I don't really think there's a place for it, like in what I do or
for
I mean,
you
know.
Do. Yeah. For you, the visual part is the best, really, with the pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So are you able to, so are you still doing real estate too or, right? Because, I mean, are you at a point where if you just wanted to do this, you could make a living off of this? Well, not yet.
I mean, possibly, but I think I just want to sort of keep doing it for as long as I can and have time to anyway. I mean, because why not? And, it also just like informs what, it helps me decide in a way what to post organically and who to partner with. I mean, not 100%, but I mean, it kind of informs my decisions in a way right now that I like.
Right.
I feel like it gives me a bit of a purpose and direction because I'm saying, well, you know, does this brand speak to, you know, the multitasker or, you know, can I, you know, or if, even if I'm just posting fashion, you know, can this be worn from like corporate to something, you know, more cocktail and fashion and all that. So I feel like it informs my direction. So, you know, I want to, you know, for now I'm still doing it and, you know, I have no idea like what
it's going to
go. I never even say like, because, you know, whatever that expression is, laugh at God, you know, have God laugh, tell you your plans or whatever that expression is that I'm messing up. But like, because I really don't know. I mean, I have a lot of things in the works. I also want to build my offline presence just, you know, because can't rely on Instagram. And, you know, I have a blog, which, I mean, I'm glad that's mine, but I want to start doing other things, you know, start creating, designing other things, you know, going on shows like this, you know, getting, being out there, you know, in a way that's not just reliant on one thing.
I mean, right.
It's diversifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I really don't have, like, I really can't predict, you know, a year or two from now what, you know, what I'll be doing in that respect. But, right. you know, for now I'm doing it and, you know, enjoying it.
That's awesome. And you're doing your blog and everything, right? Where's your blog? How can people find that?
It's themelissavale.com.
Okay. Yeah. And Vale is V-A-
V-A-L-E. V-A-L-E. Like Vicky right. Vale.
Exactly.
So basically when you have a blog, you buy a URL and you make a website and you just post like what, every day, once a week?
I don't know anyone who posts that every day at this point. But I mean, back in the original day, you know, before IG, I mean, IG kind of has saved us in a way because, you know, I actually did start, I mean.
Tumblr?
I did start a blog on, was it Tumblr maybe?
I feel like Tumblr's for writing.
I did start a blog, I think on WordPress or whatever. And this was like 2011. And you were really expected to post every day.
WordPress
and
is free
like,
too,
oh
I think.
Oh my God, you yeah. know. So, I mean, IG has kind of saved us in a way in that, yeah, we do post every day, but it's not a blog post. Because doing a blog post every day is
a lot, right?
It's full time. I mean, you basically can't do anything else. Like, right. it's hard, you know. So, I mean, yeah, people post a lot less often on a blog now.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very good. But you've got a couple of different, you know, approaches to this and stuff. You write, then you post pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
I think you're on the right track. You know, I mean, it seems like everything you do is classy and everything, you know, so, and kudos to you, you know, for making a comeback from the accident, you know, because I mean, that's like,
yeah, that's a big deal.
That's life changing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it changes your perspective on everything, right. you know? But it makes you less, I mean, it does make you less fearful of certain things because, yeah. you know, like what could be worse?
Exactly.
You know, or you know, being afraid to fail at something, you know, I mean, well, like I learned how to walk again.
Exactly.
So like, you know, things don't daunt you in the same way. I mean, I think part of that is like as you get older too, you just don't like sweat the small stuff in a way that you used to when you were like 21, mm-hmm. you know. Right. But at the same time, something like that definitely accelerates that process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, you just have to go for it. And, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah. And the time is now, you know.
Yeah.
There's no time like the present.
No,
I know.
That's for
and,
sure.
And it gives you some lessons in life, you know, how frail we are, I think, you know.
Yeah.
How lucky.
Things can change so quickly. And, you know. And
yeah. Exactly.
A split second
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's scary about life, you know, but you can't walk around being scared all the time. So you do your thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Very cool. So what's in the future for you? I mean, you're going to continue with this and wherever it takes you, right?
Yeah. I have some plans of doing, you know, some designs and some projects. I wish I could say what they are, but, you know, as soon as they... Yeah, I always wish, but things like that, you know, things where I'm putting my name on something and, you know, creating things that are mine,
mm-hmm.
you know, so because, and that's something I've always wanted to do, you know, even like 10 years ago or, you know, before this. So, I mean, it's nice to see like collaborations come to fruition. So, I mean, I like, you know, working with Creative Bowl and things like that, you know.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice. And the real estate, what kind of real estate do you deal with? Commercial?
No, residential. I think commercial, if I'm not mistaken, is a whole other license.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Like this would be a commercial building, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're more concerned with nice houses and things like that, right?
Yeah.
What areas do you specialize in?
You know, no one in New York really specializes in area. I mean, very few people specialize in area anymore. I mean, it used to be like you had your Upper East Side person, your Upper West Side person, your downtown person, and that's really all changed. People kind of do everything.
Right.
I mean, I guess Brooklyn people primarily will still be like, you know, the Brooklyn office will, and that's not entirely 100% true either, but will by and large take care of the Brooklyn properties.
Right.
But, you know, for uptown, downtown, I mean, it's divided to sales and rentals. So like rental, you know, there's rental division and then there's a sales division, which doesn't mean we don't do rentals, but we do rentals like within a condo or co-op. So it's like they're sublet. Yeah, I don't yes. actually leasing. So it's not like we don't have things for rent, but we don't deal with the rental buildings really. So that's a different department. But in terms of area, it's really anything goes. It's like what you know. It's more
How's Airbnb affected the real estate there? Has it affected it in any way?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe more, you know, and someone who works in the hospitality industry would know this better. Maybe more the hotels industry, you know, especially if you're like going somewhere for business, you know, maybe it's affected that. But like, I don't really think it's.
What I mean is from the perspective of, you know, like homeowners and stuff, there's places if the homeowners association doesn't allow you to do Airbnb, you can't do it.
In our apartment building, we can't have Airbnb if someone on the first floor is doing it. And I've been trying so hard not to be a snitch, but like, we don't know where those people are coming from or what they're bringing into the building.
That's why people don't like, people don't like it, you know? So even if you own a condo in a building, they'll tell you, don't do it, you know? And you can understand that.
Can a condo really tell you that? I mean, I know, like, I'm sure co-op buildings in New York, you know, because they have all the strictest rules in the world. I'm sure they don't allow it. But I would think a condo, you're because you're individual owners. Can't you do whatever you want?
But no, because there's a homeowners association, which is sort of like a union where it represents all the, you know, and everybody votes and things like that and what they want in their neighborhood, you know. And that's, so a building can actually tell you what you can and can't do where you own the condo in there. Mm. Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah. So, yeah, you know. So, Melissa D. Vail, and that's where you'll find her on Instagram. Her blog is themelissavail.com. And you'll definitely see a lot of stuff. I mean, you've put in a lot of years of content into here, right?
Yeah, a lot of different partnerships coming up and different projects. That I'm very excited about. Yeah.
Very amazing.
And
amazing.
Part of why I'm here, too. Yeah,
yeah. Well, so you're visiting L.A. We wish you a continued enjoyable trip here.
Oh, thank you. You know. The sun comes out.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will on the weekend. You know, you're leaving when? Sunday, did you say?
Friday's supposed to be really nice.
We're leaving. We're leaving for New York Monday night. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Friday... Saturday will be 82, but cloudy, but that is probably only going to be cloudy in the morning. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are supposed to be really nice.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tune in to us for the weather forecast, but we can give you some, yeah. We give them a calendar of when to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Right?
That is in 4 days.
4 days.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe 4th of July is coming. I have no plans.
Well, we're going to be off from Thursday to Monday.
This week?
Next week.
Oh,
okay.
Next week with the holiday.
Yeah.
What did you do last year when it was on a Wednesday? Did you just like...
No, we worked every day. Yeah, I don't even remember what I did. I just know that I'm traveling this weekend.
I don't remember what I did for 4th of July. Oh, last year I went to a house party.
Last year was annoying because it was right in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Middle of the week.
This week, what day is it this year? Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Okay, so we're off Thursday and then come back
Friday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, so we only have 1 day, 2 days off.
2 days,
whatever.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as 3 days because we will do a show on Wednesday, but then I'm leaving that night.
Where are you going?
I'm going to visit my friends up north.
Okay, that sounds nice.
Yeah,
I would want to go away if I could.
Yeah, so we'll see. Melissa, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
Of course, you're a lot of fun. You're amazing. You're full of information and energy, and we always appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Everybody, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.